St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is pleased to bring you this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez for the fourth Sunday of Easter from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18.
My dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Easter. This is traditionally known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. He lays down his life for his flock. He is not like other shepherds who work for hire. He is not like a false shepherd who leads his sheep to the slaughter. No, his sheep hear his voice, and they follow him. Each one of us through holy baptism first heard the call of the Good Shepherd, the call to life, to be members of his flock, to belong to him. Time and again we have wandered from the fold. Time and again as we celebrate on Divine Mercy Sunday, he brings us back. He puts us on his shoulders and brings us home rejoicing. Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. He does not work for hire. He does not work for power. He is unlike other kings and rulers of his day because he actually gives his life for the flock. He gives his life as a ransom for the many. He does not slaughter the sheep. He does not feed upon the sheep himself. He is the very source of their life. Good Shepherd Sunday is a Sunday in a special way to pray for our priests. And so I ask all of you to pray for your parish priest, pray for your assistant priest, pray for religious working in our diocese, pray for your priests who try to shepherd the holy people of God. Sometimes the shepherd comes under attack. Sometimes the shepherd himself is struggling with many types of issues. Pray for your priests. Support them. Encourage them to be good shepherds. Pray for them. Fast for them. Offer words of encouragement rather than criticism. Express your gratitude by thanking your parish priest for something good he might have done. Our priests are working tirelessly in the field, and there are not as many of them as there were before. Thanks be to God, more young men are stepping up to the plate and saying, yeah, I want to be a priest. I want to be a shepherd here in the Diocese of Columbus. So pray for your priest, pray for your seminarians. But I would also ask that you pray for parents. Parents exercise a shepherding sort of function. They have to look out for their children. They have to protect their children from all that might afflict them or harm them. Shepherds also have to feed the flock, and parents have to work hard to feed their children, not only materially, but also spiritually. But no one of us can neglect our shepherding duty. Now, more than 2 years ago, it was announced that I was going to be bishop of this diocese. I could have stayed within my comfort zone and been happy right where I was. But the Holy Father and the Lord called me to this ministry. And I'm happy to be your shepherd, but I ask for your prayers. It's not always easy, but it is rewarding. Sometimes the task of shepherding can wear you down. But most of the time, we look out at the flock the way Jesus looks at his flock, with great compassion, with great love, and with great joy. How blessed are we to be part of the family of God under the one Good Shepherd, who is Christ the Lord, who is truly risen from the dead.
Thanks for joining us for this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez. If you'd like to listen to it again or share it with a friend or family member, please visit the Bishop's podcast page at stgabrielradio.com.